I'm gonna bring the mic everybody wears that they.
You better not.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a good mic.
I gotta go. That's a good mic. I've got to go.
And since when did, like, back in the day, we used to hide our mics?
That is the worst thing that has ever happened, is these tech companies convince these stupid YouTubers that it's fine to just pin these whole things on them and make it, and instead of hiding mics and making things look seamless, now you just have this box on you, and that's like a feature. And now go ahead and buy some more and make sure everyone buys them so you don't feel left out. And now YouTube is just littered with these stupid things. They're too big. They don't sound good for how big they are.
They sound great. Ooh,
Andrew, don't. I have to go.
I've noticed that you made a claim, Mr. John, last time that you were the number one guest on Geared Up. And that is false. No, you're not. Oh, I believe I have one more show than you. Buster.
Oh.
Has this been counted?
I don't know what's been counted. All I know is we should stop the count because whoever's been counting has been doing it wrong.
Stop the count.
Stop the count.
All I'm saying is I got an email, letterhead from Andrew. Okay. Geared Up letterhead.
Letterhead even.
And it said, hey, we formally cordially invite you to be permanent co-host replacing John Rettinger. And you are allowed to do whatever you'd like for your first episode. And I invited you and I'm starting to regret it.
Ooh, I just did a count.
What's the count, Andrew?
I just did a count. John Prosser has been on the show, not including this one, five times.
Five times. That's a lot of times. Most times. The best times.
There's a lot of times.
No one's ever had more times than me.
Sam Cole has been on the show. This is his eighth appearance.
What the f***? Let's go.
This is his eighth appearance.
What are you talking about? Destroyed. What are you doing on this show eight times?
I knew that. I knew it in my heart. Stop the count. Stop the count.
I didn't know that either.
What was there to talk about eight times, Sam? And Andrew, what kind of pickles were you in where you called him eight times?
Listen, he wanted to talk about the business of Apple rumors.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Andrew, we got some work to do.
No, see what the thing now? Now I'm aware. So anytime I just get my spidey senses tingling that you're coming on, I'm there.
No. Let's just publish secret episodes without Sam knowing.
There you go. Listen, hey, speaking of secrets, did you see, here's a nice transition. Did you see Tim Cook's secret appearance at the debut of the Porsche Taycan Turbo GT?
Was he announcing the Apple car?
No.
Yeah, I need
so
to
Porsche
watch this.
Is like announcing their new vehicle, right? They're showing it like racing all over. They do a 12-minute video on
Love
YouTube.
Love it for them.
Then near the end, I think it's the Porsche CEO. All of a sudden, he's just standing in a room wearing Apple Vision Pro, like watching the race in real time.
Oh.
And then he takes it off and he's like, we can't wait for this car and everything. And then Tim Cook all of a sudden appears.
What?
He's, we believe spatial computing is the future. Oh. And it's...
Tim,
and it was so obviously like they were trying to make it look like they were talking to each other, but it was so obvious like Tim just pre-recorded it and the guy was just like reacting to the pre-record.
It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, wait. But hold on. Tim stole my set.
Yeah,
that was my spot at Apple Park. He just took.
That's why you shouldn't walk away for any period of time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You were so close.
Just took it.
Could have been your appearance.
So part of the announcement is that Porsche will have a Vision Pro app coming.
Love it.
Will allow you to watch the race and like the NBA app, you can see like multiple games at once. You can watch different views. Uh-huh. I don't know about car racing, but it's another Vision Pro.
Wait, this looks like exactly like that really cool F1 concept that the guy made. He's got to be like, damn, they stole that thing from me.
Maybe they licensed it from him. Maybe they hired him in. Maybe they acquired
something.
That
makes me feel like no.
The app looks sick. The fact that you can see the terrain. It does look hilarious to see the poor CEO in Vision Pro just because everyone looks silly in it.
Yes.
Though.
At first, I thought it was Tim Cook, and I was surprised. Like, Tim Cook's actually wearing this thing on video?
True. No, he's not. Only on the cover of a magazine. Thank you very much.
He'll let the other CEOs. Speaking of which, so Vision Pro, our reviews went out. At least John and my review went out. Sam's still working on his review. Talk about Sam's experience in a little bit. But John.
Andrew.
I feel like last time we were on the show, we were teasing what our reviews were going to be. We were saying we were doing these things differently than other people have.
And they both dropped on the same day.
Same day. Within the same hour, I think, even.
Yeah.
We did our thing. So what do you feel like the reception has been to your approach.
Oh God.
Not the, obviously you made a very beautiful, visually stunning video, but taking that aside for a second, just your take on the product. How do you think that was received?
I think out of everything I've made, it has had the best reception of anything I've made. Maybe that's just because it's the thing that I that is like most recent in my memory, but I doubt it because so many people once or twice is really special, really cool, but there's so many people that have just flat out said it's not just the best Vision Pro review they've seen, it's the best tech review that they've seen, and it's hard to have anything wrong with that video when you're getting reception like that. And I struggle to watch it back because when I watch it back, there's a couple shots that I wish I would have redone or changed. That's beside the point. The reception, though, is I can't tell if it's hard to tell if the reception is mirroring what the review said or the style that the review was in. I feel like my take, though not everyone shared that same take, I feel like it's not that unique. There are people that are in our camp with us, I think. That are very positive about Vision Pro. Not everybody everywhere, but I feel like our reviews were doing a thing where it was like able to vocalize and voice the opinions of people that didn't know how to properly voice those opinions.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I feel like a lot of the feedback that I saw was, this is how I felt about it, but I didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
As a user, I bought it and I didn't know how to... Yeah, there you go. There, you and I, CM Punk, pipe bombing it out here. But I also feel there was a lot of people on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, at least in my comments, where it was like, you reviewed a product that doesn't exist. Like, you're saying things about this thing. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like, at least in mine, I made it very clear, like, here's the background, and then here's what it is today. Here's how I feel about what it is today. And then... here's where I think it'd
go. I think people are just, everyone's got to be so jaded. Like that whole sentiment of, you got to talk about this one, not the next one, is that's like going back in time and telling people, you can't talk about iPhone 2. Now, that's,
I completely disagree with that, to be clear.
Huh?
Ooh. Okay. Sam's disagreeing with you.
Okay. That's fine. Why do you disagree? Yeah.
Because Sam never talks about future unreleased products.
I guess so, but it's one thing talking
yes he does.
It's one thing talking about iPhone 15 and just being like, definitely not going to mention iPhone 16. They've had enough by now. We got to review this one. But it's like when it's not just Gen 1, it's also Gen 1 and the introduction to the whole product category. It's hard to not look at the whole product category, I think. Especially when you've seen the pattern before. I wish I could go back and talk about the first iPhone and talk about what that meant for phones. Well, I can't.
I see what you're saying, to be clear. I understand. I think extrapolating some about the present and placing that onto future products makes sense. Mm-hmm. But I also feel that I've noticed this more with the launch, that in both of your reviews, you both very much romanticized what spatial computing is going to be.
Okay.
And we don't actually know that's going to be the case. So I think, and I think it's two different approaches, right? I think it's two people that are more excited. You're dreaming about the future. This product has clearly changed the way you tack. And there's other for me where, yeah, it has jaded us because all these things that I was promised aren't actually true for me. Mm. Like, I think Vision Pro is the first product where it literally alters reality for people. And there's people like me and Nilay Patel of The Verge who are like,
nerds,
just a big bulky VR headset. And then there's people like you that are like, this changes everything. Well, this is more than a VR headset.
Not to put you, I mean, I am putting you on the spot, but not to put you on the spot in a bad way. This was a total coincidence. Last night, I watched your Reality Pro leak video. Now, this was recommended to me, so I clicked on it. First of all, great video. And also, you got things, you're very close. Like, I don't know where, I don't remember the rumors around that time being that accurate, but it's crazy to go back to a rumor video. The only thing that you had wrong was the weight. Everything else, the name, obviously. But everything else you were saying was like exactly how it's going to work, and you were just as optimistic. Yeah. I'm very curious how before you tried it, you were saying all of these things. It's going to change spatial computing. It's going to do all this. But now that you've tried it, you don't think that we should be romanticizing it the way you did before you tried it.
And also what you're saying is that Sam was correct, mostly correct in the rumor video.
Yeah.
And then what we got, what Sam was excited about turned out to be very close to what we have now.
Yeah, like,
so why was
shockingly
it so
on
before
point.
And now?
Yeah, the first thing he mentioned in the video was the weight. He's it's going to be like 100 to 200 grams. And then I was like, all right, let me sit back. This video is going to be amazing. It's just going to be incorrect statement. But the rest was like absolutely accurate.
I think first that video is a testament to the good job I do at reporting rumors.
Great job.
I just want to say I'm pretty responsible for that because I got it. No, the main question here is like, what changed? And I think for me, I totally get romanticization and excitement before we've tried it. And I guess I, looking back, like I was definitely very hard on John for being negative about it before he tried it, even though that's just as fair as where I'm coming from. So sorry for that. But it's the promise and excitement that Apple has sold me for previous products that they missed on for me here. And it sucks. Like, it straight up sucks. I was laughing.
To be clear.
The current state of Vision Pro for me.
I think I'm just so confused because I feel like they delivered on exactly what they said they were going to deliver on. And kind of no more, no less.
So yeah, that's where I disagree. I totally feel...
That's so interesting.
I feel Apple's marketing hype is finally starting to break the reality of their experiences. And I've never really felt that for a product before. I think when they talk about AirPods and they show somebody floating, I genuinely think that translates to an experience that I first had with AirPods. I felt free. Right. It's insane to not have wires with headphones. I think with the Apple Watch, where they were like, this is going to change health. You could argue that it happened a little bit later than Gen 1, but for me, it did change.
Like,
the rings were there on Gen 0. The rings were there on day one. Those have not, that's a fundamental thing that they got right. And the shape and size of the Apple Watch, I think they got right. Yeah, it's gotten a little bit thinner, a little bit smaller, but it's a square circle on your wrist. The iPhone is a rectangle in your hand. AirPods are a stem thing in your ear. It's so funny because every time I'm asked about this by you or somebody that's like, do you like it? I'm like, I know, I don't really like headset. I think headset is just the wrong form factor. And this happens after using it time and time and time again. And somebody who is obviously number one Apple fanboy, you could argue, right? So it's not a...
I guess I'm just curious, you would expect me, why that Sam Cole in that video was fine with headset, but now headset bad.
I believed Apple would reinvent it. And all they did was make a really good one.
Okay, I agree with that part.
I don't believe that Apple actually reinvented anything with this product.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I don't know if I agree with you. And the reason why is I don't think we know yet. I think I mentioned on Genius Bar last time I was on, like last week. There's an app that lets you see how Vision Pro is like, calculating the depth of everything around you in real time. So if you like walk around while using this app, you can see how it sees everything. And you quickly realize this is the only app that takes advantage of this functionality. In other words, the app that shows you that it can do this is the only app that does this right now, which to me says there's more to this product than we're even seeing at the moment. It can do more than we realize.
Yeah. That's the moment when I was playing Black Box, when I learned that you can do more hand motions than just a pinch.
It appears to me, at least, that we don't have the full story even of this Gen 1 product yet.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that I think for most products, you get... Not really. I was going to say you get the full story with most products, but even things like AirPods, I don't know that there's any other headphones I can think of where... Every year, a software update comes out that just adds features that weren't there before, like meaningful, cool features that weren't there. So there's more to this product than we know. And I feel like I hate saying this because I hate when I see other people say this, but this really does feel like 2.0 update is probably going to be what this really is for the next couple of years at least. And we're just sitting around in beta mode until
the software isn't the issue for me. I think Vision OS is great. I just think they shipped Vision OS on the wrong product. Like the more that I put a screen in front of my eye, I do just feel, even though the latency is incredible, like they have made the latency quite literally cannot get better. Like, it is literally imperceptible right now. I've tested it. I've done this like 10 different times where I will move my hand around. I'll touch stuff. The latency is imperceivable from real life. The video is going to get better. The pass-through is going to get better. I still just go back to, even just like thing on head is tough. And for me, it goes back to, I hate wearing headphones. I only wear headphones on a podcast or when I have to. I'm editing on open air speakers anytime I can. I'm always listening to music out loud. AirPods are only worn when I'm on a run or I'm in a public situation where I can't listen to things out loud. Yeah, that's what headphones and wire always makes me feel tethered down. And this thing just makes me feel so tethered down. It makes me feel less free than I am before. And there's just something on a human level for me that, it affects the way I do work in a negative way. And I'm not saying that's universally true for everybody. I think there's a lot of people like you guys that it's better for just for the way you work and the way you interact with technology. And I'm not saying it's never going to be there for me. I just can't see it. And no software update is going to change this thing and make it more usable for me right now. It's just the only thing that would be a big difference is weight. And even then, I feel like I need the pass through to get better to actually walk around and use this in the FOV. Every time I'll try to walk around my house with this thing on, I just end up getting frustrated. And the wire gets caught on something. And I'm like, maybe next time.
So it's not about the experience. It's not about the software experience. Aside from pass-through. Yeah, it's not. So they can add, as they could refine, make the features as cool as whatever. It's still, to you, at the end of the day, a heavy, uncomfortable thing on your face. No matter how cool it is once you put it on, it's difficult to keep it on.
Correct.
Is there anything that they could, is that always going to be the problem, or is there something that they could add that could convince you to go in there more?
I feel like he's saying even if they add something that does convince him, he would be like tolerating it as opposed to like, oh, this is good now.
Andrew, I don't know if I told you this, but I mentioned this on Genius Bar. I finally sat down and I watched a 2.5-hour movie in Vision Pro.
Which one?
Soul. 3D Pixar. Hmm.
Good movie.
Great. Great movie. Great story. Stunning picture quality. Most amazing. One of the most amazing movie experiences I've ever had. It's hard because I haven't been to like an IMAX in a while, but it was awesome. Just to be able to be in my living room and have this massive screen. I did have that moment where I looked at my 70, I think, ish inch TV and I was like, just a little small man. What the hell? This is crazy. And it was awesome. And I think my problem is every time I have a magical experience, like when it's with Black Box and seeing these bubbles float around in augmented reality in front of me that I can touch and interact with, when I'm watching this movie and it's 3 times better, 4 times better than my current TV. When I'm FaceTiming someone and it does feel more intimate, I have to reposition it. And then I notice the FOV and I'm like, oh yeah, I can't really see a lot around me. And then I'm like, oh man, whoop, it is starting to be a little painful in here. And it's like all this magic it's like somebody's yelling at me every like 10 to 15 minutes. Hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I could just watch this on my TV. I could just FaceTime on my phone. Like all of these experiences I almost feel like for me, they're just inherently worse because of the bulkiness. And I do know that this is something that I've heard from many. This is something like I've heard multiple people you just saw on Twitter. They were like, reason I'm returning it is it's just too heavy for me. Or for some people, like another huge issue is it just not working with their prescription at all, which sucks.
Yeah.
And those are things that I'm like, first gen product, that's fine. Like obviously they're going to work out some of the kinks, but I get worried when I see reports that the next Vision Pro isn't coming until 2027. And what I'm really hoping for is that this lower cost Vision is lower weight.
Lower cost, lower weight. That's what they say.
I would be able to accept worse everything else, I think, if the weight went down. So I'm really hoping that within the next 2 years.
This is the same person that says that the biggest MacBook Pro is the best MacBook Pro. And
that's true, though.
Yeah.
If I was wearing the MacBook on my head, I think I'd probably be an iPad mini guy.
You do, the way you edit.
Did you see the news? I think it was yesterday that supposedly Apple is bringing forward the timeline of the next I don't know if it's Vision Pro or Vision Non-Pro product.
I didn't see that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I saw this. This came through last night. I don't remember what the source was, but it was Mac Rumors or 9 to 5 or something like that. Where it's
if it came through last night, it's probably China, which means probably right.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was. They were reporting something out of China. And not, I don't think it's coming next year or anything like that, but basically not a 3-year timeline anymore.
That's like what, when we first had it on Genius Bar, like when it first came out, I said that I was hearing the next one was Q4 of 2025, but didn't know if it was Vision Pro or a Vision Lite or what, Vision Air, just regular Vision. And I think that's when Quo came out and said that 2027 is the next version of Vision Pro with something coming before that, like a regular Vision. And
that would make sense.
I feel like I would rather see that first than Vision Pro Gen 2. I'd want to see what they are, what they want to ship in mass as a regular just Vision product.
Or more mass than this one, but probably not mass still. I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
even if it's $2,000, I don't think that's mass market product yet.
What are you going to say, Sam?
I was trying to find the article. It looks like all I can find is a tweet about it where they don't even link it. They just like, they don't even at the account. I'm confused.
Who would put out a tweet and not even drop a link in there?
Bro, come on now. You're so real.
What is
for
this?
That.
Apple
that would
track
be really convenient.
Or what?
There are rumors. Yeah, this is hard to decipher. I can't, it's just from tech_Reeve, where they're like, Apple is basically looking to expand production.
Huh.
I don't know. Well, I can't find specifics. Even when I Google it, I can't find.
Forget it. Let's talk about what Mark Zuckerberg had to say today.
Today?
You remember Mark? You remember Mark? Yeah, you remember Mark. He reviewed his own product
versus
the Apple Vision Pro
a
couple weeks ago. Let me tell you the latest.
Tell me the latest.
I want to get you guys' opinion on this here. Someone said on Threads, I think it was Benedict Evans, there are a lot of limitations to Vision Pro, but I'm genuinely baffled by Meta VR engineers claiming it's basically just the same thing as the Quest. So imagine you post this on Threads, and then in your comments, Mark Zuckerberg appears.
Okay. Is that how you summon
says,
him?
Yeah, I think so. He said, I don't think we're saying the devices are the same. We're saying Quest is better. If our devices weigh as much as theirs in 3 to 5 years, or have as much motion blur as theirs, or the lack of precision inputs like theirs, that means we have regressed significantly. So he's saying, if we make our product more like theirs, it'll be a regression. Yes, their resolution is higher, but they paid for that with many other trade-offs that make their device worse in most ways, and that's not what we aspire to. Then he says, when someone said, the Quest headset is only for games. He says, actually.
Oh, God.
3 of the top 7 Quest apps are already social apps. Horizon, VR Chat, and Rec Room. Browser and Video Player are top apps, too. Fitness isn't as high up there, but has a passionate community as well.
We know why Browser and Video Player is up there.
They're up there. So I think that the narrative that these headsets are only for games is out of date. And yes, more resolution is better, but trading off ergonomics and motion blur isn't a clear win when Quest resolution is also quite good. So what he basically seems to be saying is that Vision Pro only has an advantage when it comes to resolution. For $500, everything else is better with resolution that is pretty good.
He should not say that. The Quest... is it still the Quest? It is, right?
Meta.
It's incredibly good for $500, and they should keep saying that. But to say that it's better in most ways is an insane statement, I feel like. That's just even something as simple as how reliable and accurate the tracking is on Vision Pro. Going back to the Quest, it's not like that. And that breaks the illusion so fast. It's not just resolution or anything like that. It's that the software doesn't move. It doesn't struggle to stabilize in the room. And there's so much of that on the Quest where I allow that to pass for $500, but I can't let Mark Zuckerberg say it's better in most ways on Threads for $500.
How do you feel about this, Sam?
I maintained for a while that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know what he's doing And everyone's like, you're crazy. He knows he's going to lead the metaverse. And I'm like, nah, this man is grasping at straws as he has his whole career for the next big thing. That's why every 3 months, Meta reinvents themselves. They're like, we're a metaverse company. And then as soon as investors are like, this whole metaverse thing isn't really taking off, they're like, we're pivoting. We're a full AI metaverse company. You heard about AI? Like, they're just like, just saying all these things because they're like, we like this money that's coming in from investors and we want them to stay invested. And I just, it's very short-sighted. Nobody wants to live in the metaverse. Tech freaks like us want to be in the metaverse, but nobody that's all adjusted.
How do you feel about his take, though? It seems like I was thinking you might say he's right about the comfort part. Do you prefer wearing the Meta Quest, or are you just saying headsets are just not good for me, period?
Oh, the Meta Quest is a headset is way more comfortable,
it's
for
sure.
It's
very comfy.
But I still don't like headset. Because my eyes hurt and my head is restricted.
So you still get the same eye fatigue?
Yeah, I do.
You ordered that strap though, right?
Yeah, I did. I ordered it.
Did it come in yet?
Not that I'm aware of. It's a, what was it? What brand? Panda VR or something?
I don't remember.
But yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to absolutely try.
Okay. So let's move on to that actually. So you went into the Apple store at John and I's advice and persistence to get you.
Yeah,
there,
and
so.
I was going to do it anyway. I wanted to.
Okay. You went
in. You didn't fire me.
You actually went to the Apple store. You drove down there, parked your car, walked into the store.
That's what I did.
You said, hey, listen, I brought my Apple Vision Pro
do
with
me. Do you know
me.
Who the hell I am?
It's uncomfortable. Did they know who the hell you were?
No. Only one employee recognized me.
Okay,
but
fair enough. Fair
it was
enough.
A chill.
It's more than zero.
Yeah.
You brought your Vision Pro with you. You said, hey, listen, this does not fit me. It is painful. I would like to improve this situation. Actually, I don't know why I'm putting all these words in your mouth. I want you to tell us what happened. You walked in. How did this go?
That's what I said.
For people that bought this and are thinking about doing this themselves, give us the details about how this went.
I've got good news and I got bad news, folks. Good news is that they will help you with it. Mm-hmm. They're nice about it. And I was like, hey, my Vision Pro, like, it doesn't seem like it's fitting right. It's like really uncomfortable. And then they put me with an employee. He was super cool. He was like, yeah, man, for $3,500, you want it to be comfortable. And I was like, yeah, I appreciate that. So he was super patient. We tried 4 different light seals.
Wait a minute. No, I want the blow-by-blow here.
Oh, blow-by-blow. Okay.
Tried the first light seal. You tried the first light. Yeah, I want the blow-by-blow because we want to let the people know how this is going to go when they try to do this.
Okay. So I try the first one. They give me my exact set of the, let's start here and tell me what you feel. So then they hand me this little app with the current, I think it was a 25W light seal that I had. And he's let me know how it feels. So I was like, okay, feeling a lot of pressure on my cheeks. He's okay, why don't you try to move the band back? And I'm like, okay, that does help a bit, but it still is just, it's a lot. So he's okay.
So you're on solo knit right now.
Solo knit 25W. So then he's, here's this app, tell you where you feel the discomfort. It's going to give us a new thing. So we do the thing. It's okay, try a 26N or a 24N, one of the two on either side. So I try it and I'm just like, oh, now it feels tinier because it's the narrow versus the wide. And I'm just like, oh, now the pressure is like on the top of my face. So it just shifted up here. But I'm like, that's almost worse. So he's like, okay, then let's try the N plus light seal. So we put the N plus and it's your eyes are too far away. And I'm like, okay, I'm sure I could like put it closer and get it in the right position. It would work. What can we try like the 24? W, maybe that would work. So we go down to the size below, and that's got great FOV. Like, feels really good, but I'm like too close to the screens now. And it just is
too close.
Yeah,
the
weight
screens.
Distribution's weird. Yeah. So it's giving me that pop up where it's like you're too close to the displays. So I'm like, I don't know
just
if that's
say, when the way I wear my Vision Pro is I get that pop up like when I put it on, and then maybe once an
hour
or something, it'll tell me
once
that.
An hour. What an insane person.
But I get a much better field of view. So I wear it normal, but what it wants me to do is it wants me to use the thicker cushion to just push my eyes.
You wear it normal and still have your eyes too close? Wow.
Because yeah, it's because everybody has a different face shape. And that's why they give you two different ones so that if your face.
When I see you tomorrow, I'm going to check how far your eyes are.
But here's the thing. It works totally fine. What Apple is doing, I feel, is like being overcautious because what it says in that pop-up is your eyes are too close And if you fall or bump into something, like, it might hit your eye. But it's, first of all, this isn't a product where you're running around like that.
No.
You're like sitting down almost the whole time you're wearing this. So I just say whatever, and I just use it that way because it gives me an increased field of view, which is what I want. And it works totally fine, except for seeing that pop up every like 60 minutes or something. But go on, Sam.
No, you're good. You're
so. Did that feel good though? So you, it's aside from that pop up, was it actually feeling good?
No, it was still a little weird. So I'm like, okay, give me the 24W with the plus cushion, and that was the closest that I got. I believe it
closest
was it was closest to what I had currently, which I then have learned is the best fit. So 24W was almost the same as W regular, with some very slight variants. Like, you can see Apple's basically like stacking ever so slight bumping up of the sizes. And you can be like, 24W is going to be 24 with the plus cushion, 24W plus cushion is basically the 25 regular cushion. Yeah, I know, right? It was very confused. But the guy was super patient. Then I'm like, hey, let's try like the small headband. Let's try the small straps. Even let me try a large strap. I was like, I got the Andrew Edwards strap. See what the vibes are. And I was like, oh yeah, large is way too big for sure. Small felt okay, but it felt, I feel like the medium was right. I feel like the medium, where they sized me on the app. So I didn't mention how they size you in the store. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, they're going to bring out the tape measure. They're going to measure the distances of my face. They're going to wrap stuff around my head. No, it's the same app that you get on your phone. That's how they measure you in the store. I didn't know that. I was really sad. I was like, oh, you're going to tell me the same thing, which is what happened. It was just the ability to try different sizes.
Which is what, that was the goal though, was
yeah,
try different sizes because the app might have been inaccurate.
Turns out the app was very accurate. So the system that they created works. I was wrong about the system being flawed. I really do think it's just a hardware. Yeah, I think I might just be like ever so slightly an in-between, or more specifically, I think the product might just be a little
heavy.
How do
you manage to do this though? Because your ears did this with AirPods.
I was just going to say that.
Wait, what do you mean?
We have it on video evidence because Genius Bar is 8 years old.
I'm just asking you to explain.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a very early episode. It was like a saga very early on in Genius Bar that you couldn't get AirPods to fit in your ear properly. Or maybe they were the regular AirPods.
AirPods Pro.
AirPods
Pro, right?
Pro 2 still fall out of my ears when I run.
That's what I mean.
They just fall out less.
It's like they specifically target you. I don't know how you ended up with weird eyes and weird ears.
I think I'm representing a different part of the population that is probably not as represented, because on all these videos, there are other people being like, oh yeah, same thing. And a number of my friends that have tried Vision Pro have been like, oh, that's too heavy, man. I'm not working in that. And I really just, that's why I'm just like, headset. The glasses are it. A lightweight pair of these that just run like a basic version of Vision OS.
Have you given the X-Reel or N-Reel glasses a second look then?
I have not, just because the software experience on there is basically anything less than VisuOS is going to be painful. Yeah. And I've also, everybody's been talking about the Meta Ray-Bans, right? They're like, oh my gosh.
Those are totally different product though.
Yeah. Dude, they're a camera. That's all that I was looking. I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see like the AR. They're just a camera. Yeah. There's no AR features. There's no stuff that you can do. They just take pictures. And I'm
camera,
like,
camera, microphone, and speakers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Mark's out here talking like this is the next big thing. I'm like, you put a camera in glasses. This is not impressive. I'm not
sure. It's a good product, but it doesn't compete against this. It's a good product on its own.
Isn't it like AI
what
focus
is the point?
Too? Or am I wrong?
So now it's AI focus. So basically, the AI focus is in beta. So right now, if you're not running the beta, you put these glasses on. You can take pictures by pressing, and you can take videos by pressing and holding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's, since it's on your eyes, it just sees what it takes, what I would consider to be not modern, like iPhone 15 level photos, but maybe iPhone 13 level photos and videos. And then you can listen to music. That's actually a really good feature with it. If you're out and about and you just have your glasses on, you can use them as Bluetooth headphones. And that's pretty much it. Then with the AI features, which is in beta, you can basically ask it questions. Actually, you can do that now. You can ask it questions like, hey, Meta, what's the weather today? Whatever it might be, it'll answer you. But the AI beta lets you ask it questions about what the camera sees. I don't know. What's this? Tell me more about this car I'm looking at or whatever it might be. So it's almost like, in a way, a simpler version of the upcoming Humane AI Pen.
And not a
It has speaker, microphone, and camera.
Have you ordered
the AI Pen? So it's going to be able to use those things to answer questions. But it doesn't compete. It's not an AR product at all. There's no...
Okay.
There never will be AR features in what they have.
Have you ordered
the AI glasses, Pen? What's that?
Have you ordered the AI Pen?
I pre-ordered day one. As soon as it was available, I pre-ordered the AI Pen. For me, I don't know if it's going to be a good product or not, but I personally am, I feel like what John said actually at the end of his review was, for me, augmented reality and AI are the two things that I feel like that's where the future is going. And I'm so excited about both of those things. So I just want to be able to have it, try it, play with it. Whether the product itself is good or not doesn't matter to me as much as answering the question, what is it like to just have convenient AI on you at all times, going about your day and just learning how to rely on it? Because right now, as long as we've had tools like Siri and Alexa and the Google Assistant, I struggle to think, to either remember to ask it for things or to think of things to ask it when I remember it's there. That makes sense.
Oh, I ain't asking Siri nothing.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I'm just saying, just pretend it was good. Even, okay, so my action button on my iPhone is mapped to the voice conversation version of ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
So if I have a question,
that's smart.
I'll press my,
right,
what's it called again? Yeah, my action button, and I just speak the question, and it'll start talking back to me. So it's like I'm having a conversation with a Siri that's actually good.
Gotcha.
Save for the fact that ChatGPT can hallucinate sometimes, but simple things like that. Even that is still, I have to remember, oh, my action button does this. Let me just think of something to add. It's not like something where I'm just like going about my day naturally thinking that it's there, remembering that it's there and just like asking things out loud. And I feel like once you get to that point, there will be a shift in whether it's your productivity or just, I feel like there's something there that haven't totally gotten or experienced yet that I want to. And so products like the AI Pen, maybe that Rabbit product that's coming next month, doesn't have a connection, but I guess relies on your smartphone. All of these things, I don't know if these are going to be good products, but I do think that these are products that are leading us somewhere.
Okay. I respect that.
That makes sense. So like the Palm Pilot back in the day probably wasn't a great product. That obviously was like the precursor to the modern smartphone. Mm-hmm. So I just want to use these things and see how you can AI into just your everyday while we wait for Apple to bring that to us later this year.
That's a good answer. You must have been reviewing technology for
Thanks.
A while.
But let's go back to the glasses though for a second.
Okay.
You mentioned glasses, right? The more I use Vision Pro, the more I think glasses and Vision Pro or glasses and headset are not going to be like, headset does not lead to glasses.
Agree.
Glasses is like its own thing, where I think most of people were thinking, oh, we're going to get the headset and then eventually we're going to get these. It's just going to shrink down to glasses. But then when you realize like glasses, there are some things glasses will never be able to do that Vision Pro can ever, no matter how light they get, probably because of how light they get. First of all, battery.
Automatically, anything actually immersive is out.
Glasses are open, so you're not going to be in an immersive environment. I don't know that we'll ever see this in our lifetimes, but it seems to be that if you want the ultimate lightweight experience, it has to be a contact lens. But even then, where do you put the battery? The contact lens can cover your entire field of view, so that solves the immersion problem and the weight problem. But how do you power a contact, like transfer power through like the electrical field that your body creates?
You just have
like
a cord hanging out into another battery pack.
Like the, what's it called when you're like, you can't hear and you...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, thing. Yeah. I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah, that thing. What's it called, Sam?
What? A hearing aid? Right.
No, so the hearing aid, like you put in your ear, cochlear implant.
Yeah,
cochlear implant. Okay. So you might have to have a battery or like a Neuralink. Maybe it'll connect to your Neuralink.
Talk about ideas that as I've grown, I'm just like, this is not ever going to work. You're not convincing anyone ever to put a chip in their brain. That's just insane.
Anyone ever.
Especially.
Interesting statement.
I'm arguing the vast majority of the population.
Today's population, though. You mean today's population? Or do you
Dude,
mean future population?
Is any liberal putting an Elon chip in their brain?
Maybe not an Elon Come on, chip, okay, let me, but.
Would you put a Tim Cook chip in your brain?
No, that's insane.
Would not. Sam, be honest.
Oh, I'm not putting a chip from any company. In my brain, that's neurotic.
They tested it. It's perfect.
Why do I feel like you guys are just like losing your humanity and you're like, cyborg me up? Like, you guys literally
just
want to be like this
humanity.
Little robot.
We're just, it's just
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me. Okay? Me
I don't know. I don't
chip.
Know. I don't. So the, my answer to this question is I don't know. But I feel like the more. Okay, so let's take it back to like today. Elon is saying, at first, Neuralink is going to be targeted at people with like spinal cord injuries, right? Mm. We're going to try to help them walk. If you have a spinal cord injury where you can't move from, let's just say, the chest down or neck down, how much more likely are you then willing
oh, of course,
to try? Wait. So what if in the future these products can help with, say, dementia or just those kinds of disabilities that you might either be diagnosed with or through genetic testing you have a disposition for, right? All of a sudden you're more willing, I think, some people will be, to let me try this as a fix for the medical issue. But eventually I think it's like we are already cyborgs in a way, right? And the reason I say that is everyone walks around like this. It's just the fact that you can take
everything.
It out of your hand and put it in your pocket,
have you
right?
Have you seen a concert or anything? No one is actually there. It's ridiculous.
Everyone's on their phone. You have all of the world's knowledge available to you just in the palm of your hand right now, which is very cyborg-esque. It's just that you have to hold it. So the only difference is instead of typing it in and getting the answer, now I just think it and get the answer. But it's the same thing. Obviously, this does not cause any potential bodily harm because it's not inserted into your head. But if 20, 30, 50 years from now, it just becomes a routine thing, it almost seems like going to be a thing where if you don't have it, you are left behind in a way. If you do have it and you're a student in school or whatever, you're outperforming all your classmates, and if you don't have it, you can't afford it. It's almost seems like it's going to become like a disparity as it pertains to like
people refuse
how much money you have.
People refuse smartphones to prevent the government tracking them and everything before. Like, this has all happened before.
I think it's different though. Brainship's different.
No, it is. It definitely is different. I'm just saying, like, it's hard for me to measure what the response might be because we've freaked out about everything. Like when phones got cameras and stuff, people freaked out about that because they're like, what are you going to film me in the bathroom? How am I going to know if you're recording or not? Because people freaked out about that. People freaked out about phones and tracking. And there are people that don't use TikTok right now because they think the government is going to get them.
Let me ask you this. What would convince you? Is there anything that would convince you getting a brain implant? Whether it's from Neuralink or from Apple or from Microsoft.
I
want to
hear John's answer first. Yeah.
Not currently. I'd have to, it would definitely have to be one of those things where, one, show me what it's going to do and why that is important in my life. But second of all, if the majority of people were moving to doing this, I would probably do it.
Peer pressure?
If that's the world we're going to live in, then sure. As long as I see people doing it and they're not dropping dead, then yeah, I might dabble.
Like in order to not be left behind and become the one guy who doesn't
imagine
have...
still not having an iPhone right now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I hear that comparison. I think that's I think this is a different... It's a whole different bar. This isn't a holdable. It's not a wearable. It's an implantable.
Implantable, yeah.
That
I don't yeah, by the way I don't think I, that,
there's no one that I trust.
I don't think we're like I can't even say with any degree of certainty that's where we're all headed.
Yeah,
I think the future is wearables. I don't know.
But
I don't see. I see Elon and a few others maybe dabbling and putting some chips in your brain, but I don't know if that's like where everything's headed.
But it okay. It seems like if it's an implantable, it's
can they DRM my
device
thoughts?
First, right? That's what I was just gonna say. That solves the problem of field of view and everything else. You just run VisionOS just in your eyeballs if you want to. Go to whatever environment you want to. Like,
yep. Don't know if I like VisionOS that much.
This all just sounds terrible, man. More things on head and it worse than on head is in head.
In head.
I just want to go outside and play Frisbee. That's all I want to do. I want to hold my little smartphone and play Frisbee. So maybe I've exceeded my years in boomer speak, but I don't know. I feel like maybe this is just one of the first times with technology that I felt disenfranchised because I feel like it doesn't fit or work for me. And I'm just like, aw, I was really excited for this Vision Pro thing. And yep. I feel like we've heard that Apple is working on a pair of lightweight, simpler glasses. And I totally agree with Andrew. Yeah. They aren't going to do it. They're not going to, like, Vision Pro will be the desktop and the glasses will be the laptop. 100%. Not even a question.
I feel like the glasses will be more like the Apple Watch, not even the laptop.
That's it's probably like, a more Apple.
It's like a notification kind of device or something.
Yeah. That'd be sick. And, like, yeah, if you know, but even if I had a camera on it, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know
like
if
imagine wearing glasses and everyone's assuming the majority of people have iPhones in the US as it is. So let's imagine everyone has their Apple ID attached to these glasses. You're walking by, look at Andrew, and there's like an iTunes review of Andrew above him as a person. What people think of Andrew as a person just from my glasses.
5 stars.
Yeah.
5 stars. That's Black Mirror. Has Black Mirror done a brain implant?
I
know they've done
like
the glasses and radio.
I think so.
They have.
But that is an episode of Black Mirror too where you can just see people and see their reviews and feedback about them. What a great show.
It is great.
Oh, man.
Hey, when are we going to get
Speaking
new
of
iPads?
Shows. What's that?
I just want to say when
new
are we
iPads?
Getting new iPads? Yeah.
What happened to those?
Why don't you have Mark Gurman on the show?
A couple more weeks? What's he going to tell me?
The same thing he's telling everyone else, that they're coming last week. I'm just kidding. Maybe this week. Actually,
end of March. End of March. Maybe.
Knew it the whole time.
Maybe April. Okay, that was the last thing I wanted to bring up, just because I did wake up today. Dude, I don't know. Did daylight saving screw you guys up? I had a bad day yesterday.
Interesting. It never screws me up. Like, the only way it screws me up is, like, when I realize it's getting dark early, and I'm just like, oh, this
Very
sucks.
Silly
but I never have a bad sleep.
Daylight savings time is stupid.
Like, how are we talking about brain chips, and we still are like, gonna move the time an hour forward?
I don't know.
Backwards?
Yeah, an hour, 10 hours away. I don't know.
For so the farmers in the 1912s can make their crop.
Just leave it alone. I like daylight savings time. I just don't like daylight standard time or whatever it's called. I don't like standard time. You like standard time?
No, I like the longer. I like brighter longer.
I like
brighter,
darker longer.
Always better.
Sooner.
You like darker long?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
I go to sleep hanging upside down in a closet. This is what I want.
That is true.
You like
that.
When it gets dark at 4:30
Yes,
p.m.
If it were up to me, there would be no sun.
And this is why, this is the same guy that wants to put a chip in your brain.
I don't like
same
this.
When I put a chip in your brain, answer. It will be dark always.
I don't like that answer. Your favorite Apple environment is just the black environment
yes.
where you can't see anything.
The moon.
He likes the moon at night.
Yeah.
Dude. Over here in the summertime, since I'm in Seattle and it's more north, like in the middle of summer, the sun doesn't set until 9:45 p.m.
That's sick.
That's
like when they
disgusting.
Do on July 4th, when they like do fireworks, you have to wait till 10 p.m. for them to start because it's still
dog,
so bright.
Uh-uh.
Whoa.
I love it.
No that's the amazing. Worst. That's literally objectively better.
How?
I freaking love it.
Because you can do.
Because you can see.
What you can see at night? The moonlight shines on the world.
Oh. It's cold.
We got flashlights, moonlight electricity. Like, why do we even make electricity then? Why do we even need it?
Do I have to go on this trip with John this week? He's just going to turn out the lights everywhere I am.
Oh my God. That sucks. But no, but you're still excited about these iPads?
Yes.
Can't wait for this.
Are
you
going to
incorporate?
See.
I know you want to see, but you're going to incorporate it into your daily.
I use an iPad almost every day. I do use an iPad every day to watch content. And the idea of OLED, better screen, sounds great. Way thinner, more portable than ever, sounds great. I love thin and light stuff. That evil era of Johnny Ive lives within me. The new Apple Pencil sounds intriguing. The new keyboard sounds intriguing. Let's just see if if iPadOS gets any better.
The Apple Pencil is cool, but I feel like I've owned since the first Apple Pencil shipped to today, and I've probably used my Apple Pencil like 8 times in the past, however, since the first iPad Pro came out.
I think I have just held and looked at my Apple Pencil more times than I have used it.
What the heck, man?
I'm not going to say that I'm different. I'm just going to say that I think the Apple Pencil is like a killer use case for the iPad.
It is. The one thing that I'm wondering with the iPad is I'm excited about it. It looks cool, but I use Vision Pro so much that I feel like what would I do with the iPad that I would take off the Vision Pro or to use the iPad for?
So Vision Pro has killed the iPad for you.
If Vision Pro wasn't a product yet and the new iPad was coming, I feel like I'd be more excited about it.
Mm.
But I'm not going to choose to watch content on the iPad that I could watch on a gigantic screen in Vision Pro.
Unless it's the iPad mini and you're in bed, in which case, perfect scenario.
I'm in bed, it's still Vision Pro.
What? Andrew.
Giant screen on the ceiling.
Stop it.
Do you know that I spent last night in bed with the two of you watching Genius Bar?
I think
Genius
my
Bar.
First feeling was worry, and then I was honored.
You know what? I just realized
I had Genius Bar on above giant screen.
It must have been a good episode because I didn't have Andrew yelling at me. I think I've gone like 2 episodes. Oh, wait, the last one he was on.
Yeah,
but
he did the yelling during.
I feel anytime I don't get the text from Andrew being like, Sam, what do you mean?
That was a perfect impression.
Now, you know what the problem is? The problem with the Vision Pro, so this is one of the issues when I'll watch Genius Bar in there and I need to say something. I don't want to type like this.
Okay.
Yeah. And I just don't send the
text.
So
Vision Pro is better for all of us. Andrew and Vision Pro is better for all of us.
Yeah, true.
Better for everyone. Let's close this out with a little Apple TV Plus, though.
What about it?
Yeah, what?
Are you ready for Apple? See, I felt like Apple has been the standard bearer in one way, as we've been seeing the streaming world shift. Everyone, including Netflix, who I thought wouldn't do it, has added ads to their platform. Give you an ad option. Mm-hmm. Apple has been the one holdout that's, no, we just give you content. You pay us, we give you content. There's no ads here. It looks like there's going to be ads.
Rats.
What?
To Apple TV Plus. Yeah, Apple has hired someone, a longtime veteran of the TV world, whose job has been working with the ad agencies. Now, does this mean we're going to get a cheaper ad-supported tier? Or does it mean the prices are going to go up and the current tier adds advertising like Amazon did? I don't know. But I'm disappointed by it.
Aren't there 8 shows total on Apple TV? I feel like the ad is going to be like
great.
A tenth of the streaming library.
They're great
shows. They
are.
I don't disagree. I love a lot.
Yeah, I don't
just
think we should be putting ads
there. Yeah. That also doesn't feel very Apple, but then again, there's ads in the App Store now.
Oh, there's been ads in the App Store for a decade.
Yeah, I'd rather there wasn't.
Not homepage ads. They're now on the homepage of the App Store. You can...
I would rather they charge us more than put ads. I don't want that to happen.
I'm sure they're willing to charge you more to not have ads.
Yeah.
So it's not like ads are going to be...
Well, just one price. That's it.
How much is Apple TV a month right now?
Well, they launched at like a couple pennies.
They launched at $5 a month. And then they went up to 6. And now it's 10.
Jesus, when did that happen? When Netflix raises their prices, I see it everywhere. But Apple got me up to 10 on accident.
Yeah. It's, you know how Apple does something in the hardware world and that gives everyone else the excuse to, okay, we're not going to ship chargers. We're going to take out the headphone jack.
Yeah.
It's like Netflix is that for streaming. If Netflix raises prices, everyone has permission to do it. Netflix adds, everyone has permission to do it now.
Is that what they do? They're like, hey, brand new product. Here's Vision Pro. Okay, now. And then they just raise the price without us knowing.
That's it. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's like the Friday afternoon corporate bad news drop.
I would like to protest.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, the three of us, we're going to pick it, and we're going to stop ads on Apple TV+. You're welcome, everybody else.
How do we do that?
Here's the report. How have we stopped anything in life? With signs?
The latest big hire is Joseph Cady, 14-year NBC Universal ad exec, whose most recent title was EVP of Advanced Advertising.
Don't like how this sounds. Partnerships,
putting him in charge of data-driven and targeted TV advertising. Cady also set up and oversaw NBCU's partnerships with Amazon, Google, TikTok, and others. Mm-hmm. Earlier, he served in strategy and development roles. And so he will be reporting to Apple's advertising business lead.
Well, he can
Todd
report to
Teresi.
Me, and I will tell him to go back home.
Tell him no.
No, do not.
No, no ad.
This is the shortest job I've ever had. First of all, $10 for Apple TV Plus is insane. Because there's a couple good shows on there, but there's also some random stuff. I just feel like there's not enough content.
It is crazy that you get Netflix for $20-something dollars, and for $10 you get 8 shows on Apple TV+.
Well, no, doesn't Netflix start at like $10 though?
Well, you can't compare
what is the
Netflix with ads at 720p with Apple 4K spatial audio ad-free. You have to compare the tiers, like the similar tiers.
Okay.
But dude, Netflix is... standard with ads plan is $7 a month.
Woof.
That's a lot of content, even with ads.
But what is that? Is it 480p or 720p?
Who cares? It's with ads.
That
and
is
it's one screen, and it's no download.
Full HD.
Full HD. Okay,
no, so you can't. It says you can download on two supported devices at a time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, okay. And one streaming device at a time?
Two supported devices at a time. Wow.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the second tier, which would be the most comparable, $15.49 a month. That's insane, though. So
what's
no ads.
Standard and premium.
4K.
Oh, okay.
4K and more devices.
Worth it.
And spatial audio.
Spatial audio.
Dude, so for $5 more a month, you're getting like 10x. No, it's got to be more than 10x. That's what I'm saying. $10 a month for I feel like $4.99 still is the right price for Apple TV Plus for what you get with it.
I agree.
But it's a service. It's a service. That's weird. I didn't realize also Netflix, $23 a month.
They keep just nudging it every few months.
Yes.
Did you see Netflix? Netflix's stock is doing great too after the password sharing crackdown.
Yeah, because it actually worked.
Which I'm surprised. I haven't. I don't really watch stuff, so I guess I shouldn't be the person I compare. But that's wild, man.
I will admit, I watch, and this is not anything to do with the company, I watch way more Apple TV than Netflix. Like,
How have you not gotten through the four shows by now?
So every week they add roughly two shows a week.
What?
So they've been around for, what is it? They add two shows a week, two shows or a show and a movie. Like every Friday they drop a new series or movie. And Apple TV Plus, I believe, is 5 years old now. So you think about 52 weeks a year. They have hundreds of shows now. Mm-hmm. Some shows, like some weeks, it'll be here season two of something. Yeah. So it's not like it's a new show, but
they need to give me season
series.
Two of Severance or else.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The only paying
exactly right. You're not paying for it though. I assume you have Apple One. I think
no.
We all have Apple One here.
What? I don't use an Apple Fitness Plus dog.
You don't have Apple One?
It's not worth it. I use Apple.
You have
Music.
Apple TV Plus. You have Apple TV Plus.
Only when I have a free trial, then I don't have it.
Mm. You have Apple Music.
So you don't
I
have
only
it.
Have Apple Music.
Have
I do
Apple
have
Music.
The iCloud.
Huh. Two terabytes?
Yeah.
So you have Apple Music and iCloud right now.
Yeah.
What is Apple Music? Like $11 or something?
Here's the thing. And this is all going to make sense. I kind of gaslit you and baited you with this. I get Apple Music free through my Verizon plan.
Ugh. Cheating.
Did you just see, by the way, that Verizon was like, we're just raising prices for everybody soon?
They all do that, though, don't they?
No, but this would... Usually it's like a step up or something. I think Verizon price hike. Dude, it was like just out of the blue, they said that they were raising the rates on unlimited plans. Well, how much? By $4. They were just like, everybody's paying $4 more. That's like a lot.
Wow. I mean, it's $4.
sorry, Mr. I get all the Apple products free because they love me. Some of us have to buy these things.
Listen.
Some of us had to drop a Vision Pro for work.
Okay. For work.
See? See? He can drop Vision Pros. I can't be doing that.
Yeah, he can buy and destroy Vision Pro, but $4 is where he draws the line, Andrew.
I'm going to check my Verizon bill. I wonder if they...
I don't like that they're just raising prices like that, but it ultimately, as someone
who... Yeah, but that's how they get you, Andrew.
Coffee,
this time it's $4, next time it's $4, next time it's $4, right. And then soon...
And all the subscriptions are doing this. Yeah, I totally get it. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Let's start our own subscription.
Terrible. What?
Andrew Plus. That's our new subscription.
Andrew Plus.
You get free ad access to Andrew Edwards on any show, any platform.
Love it.
Just inserts me into the side of the screen.
You're the AI assistant.
I just give you my feedback on what's on screen.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. I'll be seeing you not tomorrow, day after.
Why are you coming late? You never said.
Because I'm going to be at South by Southwest tomorrow.
But why did you send us there early?
Because the event for LG is on Wednesday. So ideally, you come in on Tuesday, so you're there Wednesday. But I am going to South by Southwest tomorrow, hosting a dinner there for YouTube, then flying over to New Jersey Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. flight, get in, go right over to the event, meet you guys there.
You're a hero.
I try. And then what? Are we recording there?
Yeah, we got to bring your mic.
Bring my mic?
No, and they're just going to spawn out of thin air in the hotel room.
Mic are you bringing?
What do you mean?
My SM7. You're bringing this gigantic mic?
What do you... How do you think podcasts are recorded?
Thank you.
You tell us.
You got to bring your cloud lifter? You got to bring your XLR. You got to bring a laptop. You got to bring.
I don't know what the hell a cloud lifter is.
You think I'm not bringing this on the plane? Come on.
Can I bring my? What the hell do you call it? I'm gonna bring the mic everybody wears that they.
You better not.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a good mic.
I gotta go.
That's
have
a good
to go.
Mic.
I've got to go.
And since when did back in
the day
we used to hide our mics?
That is the worst thing that has ever happened. Is these tech companies convince these stupid YouTubers that it's fine to just pin these whole things on them and make it, instead of hiding mics and making things look seamless, now you just have this box on you and that's like a feature. And now go ahead and buy some more and make sure everyone buys them so you don't feel left out. And now YouTube is just littered with these stupid things. They're too big. They don't sound good for how big they are.
They sound great.
Oh, Andrew, don't. I have to go.
Well,
listen.
We'll continue this in person.
I want to be clear that I am not bringing this freaking gigantic microphone.
I
want to
be clear.
Size mic.
Huh?
How are we going to hear you?
Mic.
I'm going to bring the DJI mic. I'm going to bring the DJI mic. The same mic that I use for my YouTube videos. The same mic that I use for YouTube. Same mic that I use for YouTube.
I'm not playing your reindeer game, sir.
It sounds beautiful.
John,
we plug it in. I could even use it. Here's what I'm gonna do. Here's what I'm gonna do for you, John.
But Sam would never. Sam would.
I'm gonna do this for
never.
You, okay? Listen to me. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna unplug the lapel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Out of this, and then I'm gonna plug the lapel into the DJI mic. You're not gonna see it on my chest. And instead of using the microphone that's built in, I'm gonna use a lapel. I'm just gonna use it as a recorder. So you have a nice, fresh lapel recording.
I'm gonna call the police.
How about this? This is getting worse.
You
can't. That's better. I just made it better. I just said he said the sound quality sucks on those mics. I said okay, I'll bring a mic with good sound quality. We have a great discussion.
Do you not have an SM7B?
What the hell is that? A Shure SM7B?
What the hell is even that? It's just.
Andrew just has whatever they sent him, and they didn't send him an SM7B.
Yeah, nobody gets
that. Is correct.
SM7B.
That is correct.
All right, John, we're gonna have to cover for him. Do you have a second SM7B?
I don't. I think we could also just use our lobs, I guess.
Come on, I got the lob.
If Andrew is gonna pull this on it,
God. I'm bringing this.
Okay,
this is being used. Here's how this works. I use this mic.
Okay. Let's just all talk into it.
You guys
it.
Can be the little TikTokers.
Let's
with
all
the little
talk
baby
into
mics.
It.
We'll just sit around and we'll just take turns talking into it. That works.
That's fine. It's my mic. I'm in that monkey in the middle.
Well, I'll
Thank
see you,
you
boys tomorrow.
Andrew,
I'll see my boy tomorrow.
See you
Safe travels.
You'll see each other tomorrow. I'll see you the day.
Okay.
And that is it for this edition of Geared Up. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, you can catch John and I on YouTube. I'm at youtube.com/gearlive. And John is at youtube.com/John4Lakers. Feel free to head over and subscribe to our channels to stay up to date on all the latest tech. Speaking of subscribing, you can subscribe to Geared Up in your favorite podcast app if you haven't done so already. Just search Geared Up, that's two words, not one, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Overcast, or really wherever you choose to listen. If you like what we do, please consider leaving us a rating and review. It really helps other people find the show. Geared Up is a Gear Live podcast, and you can see more from us at gearlive.com. Thank you so much for listening. For John Rettinger, I'm Andrew Edwards, and we'll catch you in the next episode.